Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all your edifying, encouraging preaching from the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord, bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Lord, saints, praise the Lord. So we need to talk about carts, I guess, and James and Brother Driver's Laundry, and all in the context of Jesus Christ. You know, whatever we talk about is like that. I hear Brother Pastor Timothy saying, God still rules. And that's the truth. No matter where you are, what you're going through, God still rules. We need to believe that. So, there's many say that they listen to Brother Stair. You know how that goes. Many say, I believe God, I read the Bible. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, to glorify you, Lord God, we would not take this lightly. Help me, Jesus. We would stand before you in fear and trembling. We would give you the glory due your name. We would acknowledge that thou art God and that you do rule and reign. Let it be so, Lord. Help us now as we present our bodies. We would glorify you, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, carts. When you talk of, everything runs together. That's how the truth is. Carts belong to the community. We have nothing here we call our own. So we need to coordinate and manage in such a way that when our neighbor needs a cart, it's available. Not so that they have to bow down to you or whatever. We need to make it available. On the other hand, folks that need a cart need to use their mouth and say, praise the Lord. Anybody online? I need a cart. Anybody got one available? See, that's what these are for. Not murmuring in them. Thank you, brother. See how effective that is? Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. See how effective that is? See it? Don't be whining then. If Terry don't do right by his gator, don't whine. Just do like I did. Just do like, see? But what we want to do is what we want to do. All right? Now, folk with carts in them, don't, what's that word? Commandeer. Thank you, Brother Tim. You're on the case. Don't commandeer them. Commandeer them. You know, this is mine. And if you get it, I'm going to be angry. But, of course, we don't need to. We need to coordinate. Because just because the cart, someone's not in it, doesn't mean that they're not using it. You understand that? You may, it's like rowing out into the water and you don't have no oars. Well, that's how it is if you're in the middle of doing something, somebody come get your car. So we need to coordinate in everything. We don't do well in coordinating. Huh? But that's what it takes. We have to coordinate. And thank you, Lord. Let me see what I can see. Help me, Jesus. Anybody here love my Jesus? Anybody here that love the Lord? I want to know if you love my Jesus. I want to know if you love the Lord. Brother, did you say that you love my Jesus? Brother, did you say that you love the Lord? I want to know if you love my Jesus. I want to know if you love the Lord. Glory. All right, so thank you, Lord. So I suppose some people take the key because they don't want to be left high and dry. Some people take the key because they don't want anybody else to use it. You see how that goes? Now, if you take the key because you don't want to be left high and dry, not a problem. But if you're at home in your bed sick and you take the key, that's a problem. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Now, of course, we hear how we hear. And anybody ever hear what the word say about giving? Better to give than to receive. That we should give the first fruits. Is that how y'all read the Bible? Now, there are people who swear on a stack of Bibles that they listen to the broadcast. I've never seen one red cent. That's a shameful testimony. I don't care who you are. You call in and say, well, you know, I listen and I don't listen to anything else and I believe everything the prophets say, and we don't have one red cent from you. That's a sorry testimony. You hear me? Now, I'm going to say that some people are not going to hear me. You know why? Because we still won't get an offering. That's how you do it. And that's how God knows we don't hear him. See what I'm saying? We swear on the stack of Bible, oh, I hear God, I hear God. You'll hear what God said about giving? You can't outgive it. He said, prove me and see. If I won't open up the windows of heaven. That's not how we give. We hold back. Yes, we do. So that means we do not believe God. That is a sin. And that prevents us from getting what God wants us to have. If we get it, we'll have to believe God. When we're churlish, when we're stingy, then God, he can't give us. But we're still that way. So we're still in unbelief. And Lord, don't tell me I'm in unbelief. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. If we believe God, he'll have to perform what he said. So there's no reason for anybody to be stingy. No need for anybody to act like they own something. We own nothing. We don't even own ourselves. We are stewards, and we're going to be held accountable. And to some, he's going to say, you wicked servant, you slothful, wicked servant. Give me that little bit that you got. Here, take that. Y'all don't believe it like that? Some of us are in that situation right now. Huh? Can you imagine somebody to say they listen to the broadcast and they believe everything the prophets say and we never get one red cent? There's nobody that don't have an offering. God don't make folk like that. No, he does not. The widow had an offering, so you got one. And she gave it, and God said, good job. He didn't say, oh, poor little widow, you just keep yours, because he didn't say it. This is not the God we serve. Why are we prone to hold back then? Y'all tell me, what? I'm talking to all of them. I'm not going to name folk who hadn't sent an offering. They know who they are. They're the same one that say they hear and don't hear. If they hear, I'll receive an offering from them. You understand that? I believe it just like that. If I don't receive an offering from them, I won't believe a damn thing they say about here. I want to speak plain today. I want to speak plain. I'm going to use, are we finished with carts? So everybody know what to do. We've got enough carts. We got more than enough. Now, of course, I offered the use of my cart, but well, I don't want to use. Well, that's a problem. You see what I'm saying? When God gives you something, well, I don't want that. Then God's going to kick you in the butt. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? I know when we want to use the cart, we want to use when we want to use it. And the other thing about it is there's maintenance. You understand? We want to use it in a way so that it still gets maintained. We don't want you to run it all down and leave it high and dry somewhere and don't tell anybody. See, so there's coordination, there's responsibility on both ends. But all you have to worry about is your end. See, you don't have to worry. Well, somebody's going to leave it. Don't. That's not your part. You just make sure it's available. Did I cover all the bases? All right, all right. And I don't want to hear anybody telling me that they are having trouble finding a cart when they need it. If you do it like I say. You see how easy I found that gator? Huh? I didn't even work up a sweat. Huh? You could do the same thing. You could work up a card or anything that you're looking for. How about that? We got saints here. We're helpers one of another. Huh? Hallelujah. Laundry, that's the next thing. My God. All right, Teresa's down. She does laundry, but she's not able to do it now. She does laundry for James, for Timothy, and Driver. Brother Driver, you get something to eat today? Okay. You better give God thanks then, brother. I mean, come on here. I mean, God feeds you, you're not going to say thank you, Jesus? Let me finish, brother, because you might throw a wrench in this. What do you got? Ruth, God bless you, honey. Now, who's going to do James's and Brother Driver's? Any takers? You sure it won't be too much? We don't want you, I'm laid up. I can't move. Okay. Where do you want it? Where is Angela? Angela, don't you have time for laundry? I guess, who does your laundry, brother? Oh. Brother Larry? Angela, do your laundry? Help me out, Brother Jerry. What day? Today? Sister Angela, are you here? Sister Angela, are you online? Sister Angela, are you online? Are you available to do laundry for James and Brother Driver? Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Not as fast as the gator, huh? Hallelujah. All right. So I'll say again, anybody that say they hear, listen to the broadcast, and have never sent an offering, they are lying. Okay? They are lying. Muzzle not the ox that treadeth out the corn. Have you read it in the book? That means that if they feed you spiritually, then you ought to feed them carnally. And you listen and say, oh, this is so good, so good. And it just feeds my soul. And you don't send us a nickel? You hypocrite. You wicked servant. If you hadn't sent any money, I'm talking to you. Huh? You can turn it off if you want to. That would be righteous. You're not going to send anything. Don't listen. And God's going to know if you listen, he's going to reward you according to your works. I just believe it like that. I believe he's a righteous judge. Yeah, I found it in the book. In fact, if you read Malachi, the last prophet before, God's people in a sorry state. They're stingy. They won't give. The offerings that they do give, they're lame and sorry. Y'all never read Malachi? Oh, y'all read it, Pastor. Behold, I send my messenger. Well, before he said that, he said, you're treacherous. You deal with me treacherously. You offer up to me lame and polluted stuff. And you say, wherein is thou love me? Restoration is required, huh? When we think of restoration, we think of God doing something with Gino.
Thank you, Lord.
That's only restoration concerning Gino. If you speak of restoration, you need to look at yourself.
Yes.
If you're not sending an offering, you need restoration.
Praise
the Lord. If you're not finding some people of God to dwell with, you need restoration. Huh? If you left your place and you're not trying to get back, you need restoration. See? I want to get back in my place. I want to stay in my place. I want to be wholly the Lord's, totally surrendered, not doing my own will, not seeking my own. That's restoration. That's what I'm looking for. If you think restoration is everything, everybody bowing down to you, you'll never get it. That's not restoration. That's deception. So then we cover all our business about the carts. Huh? I didn't step on anybody's toes, did I? We'll get your laundry done, brother. You normally bring it tonight, right? Okay. But if Diane does it, you'll have to bring it today. Is that true? Well, we're looking for Angela, though. I don't know, We'll have to see. Maybe she can't hear me. What do y'all think? Oh, I see. Well, that takes care of it, doesn't it? When we don't want to hear God, we just put our ear pocket. Huh? Ain't that convenient? My, my, my. Well, you know what's going to happen when you call him. He's going to have his ear pods in. Well, y'all don't believe that. Y'all don't believe, absolutely. If you believe that, you wouldn't put ear pods in. I don't use those things. I've seen people running down the road with earphones. I wouldn't do that. That's stupid. Absolutely. I want to be able to hear what's going on around. How foolish to put something on you so all you hear is music and you're running down the road. That's stupid. That's stupid. Isn't that, huh?
I had a nephew and his fiance was out on a run with earphones on. They were going to be married the next day and she didn't hear a car got killed.
Yeah. She disobeyed the law. That's not what you need to do. We need to be circumspect. That means knowing what's going on around us. Huh? So I've seen people around here with ear pods, and I try to talk to them. They can't hear me. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I listen, too, but not with ear pods. I listen so I can hear. See? Now, this is what God tells you to do. Anybody use ear pods, they ain't walking in the Spirit. Absolutely. I want to block out everything else. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord, Saint. Now, of course, some ain't going to believe me. I'm used to that. So I ask God to help me not to complain. You know, I understand that. Some going to mock everything I say. Absolutely. I believe God. So I made myself plain, didn't I? Folks say they listen to the broadcast, don't send an offering. Shame on you. You wicked servant. You slothful servant. You slothful servant. Take that stuff away from him. Give it to somebody that will. And there are many faithful, well, I say many, you know, respectably. There are some that are so faithful it amazes you. Huh? You might see their offerings every week, sometimes twice a week. I mean, there are some, I mean, surely. And then there are some, they say they hear the broadcast and you never receive anything from them. I'm just telling the truth. And if you don't have anything to give, you call God a liar. There's no man that have no offering. There are men that don't like to give their offering, or don't like to give the offering God requires, but there's not a man that doesn't have an offering. He keeps it for himself. And then he said, God, you give me everything I need, and what I have I'm going to keep for myself, especially my will. See? Anybody fall in that category? Amen. Let the church say amen. All right, I'm not going to be too long. I got to praise the Lord. So how deceitful is the heart? Well, it's just that deceitful. You know, folk that call in and say they believe the prophet, they don't listen to anything else. And, you know, I got my cell phone and I listen and I don't want to hear nothing else. And they don't send a red cent. Huh? They're not listening. Absolutely not. They're deceived. Will they believe you? Probably not. See, that's how deceitful the heart is. Huh? Somehow, they'll believe the devil to tell them, well, you know, in your situation, you don't have an offering. A man that don't have an offering called God a liar. There's nobody that have not an offering. Hallelujah. Present your body. That's your offering. Huh? We don't do well. We hold back on God. We like to keep a little bit back for ourselves. Because we won't, the heart is so deceitful. While we're doing it, the heart said, no, not you. That's Terry. Y'all know that? So what it really means is you do not believe God. You fall into the category of the man say, good master, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, God's told us, but we won't do it. We hold back, then we'll go away. We will go away sorrowful, especially at the judgment day. So we held back. Oh, you think, well, God, he told that young rich ruler, go away, but Me is different. I'm not going to give everything, and I'm going to stand before him at the judgment. He's going to say, well done. Right. You call God a liar. You even mar his character to even intimate that he would do something like that. That he send this young man away sorrowful, and you're going to hold back, and he's going to say, come on in, you fools. Y'all still holding back, though, I see. Huh? What's required of us? Your body. That's your reasonable service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just cut to the chase. Hallelujah. Understanding that I'll get all kind of results. Not going to slow me down. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. When you hold back, your heart's not right. But most importantly, you cannot receive what God has for you. Don't you know God wanted to give the man eternal life? He can't give it to him. And it's the same with you. He wanted to give you eternal life. As long as you hold back, he can't give it to you. Any holding back equals, I don't believe you, God. That, yes, it does. It's a, well, I trust in this a little bit more than I trust in you. Yes, it does. Now, I know your carnal mind says it differently. But if you're leaning on anything else other than but God, he can't save you. He can't even heal you. Believe absolutely not. Y'all know that? It's your unbelief. That's why he couldn't do many mighty works there, you know. Not because he didn't have the power. Huh? He didn't have the countersign. He spoke the faith and there was nobody there to believe it. So the work couldn't be done. Hallelujah. Angela, are you here? Are you able to do laundry for James and Brother Driver? Were you not hearing me, Angela? What are you doing back there when we're out here serving God? Really? There's a time for washing dishes. There's a time for worshiping. Now, look here. If you don't want to do what you need to do, we don't want you to do nothing. We don't want you to wash dishes. That's it. Y'all don't understand that? You do it anyway? Now, it's not that she don't know. Everybody understand that? Now, I'm the cause of the problem here. Y'all understand that too? Y'all don't think it's wicked for God to raise up a preacher and you don't want to hear?
Yes.
Well, that's, no, any preacher.
Amen, any preacher.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Don't you know that's what God chose to save you?
Yes. Yes.
You know what's required? Or you got to believe it.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to be very redundant.
Glory.
The folk that listen don't send an offering. They don't believe
Amen.
God. Our folk that run off when I'm preaching, they don't believe him very well either.
Amen.
Y'all know this is a divine operation?
Yes.
Y'all know I'm a wretched man?
Yes.
Well, and you still don't want to pull aside and see the wonder? Look at that tree, it's burning, and it's not consumed. You don't want to see? Oh, no, we got other things to do, Pastor, you know. We got bigger fish to fry. You just don't want to give God the glory. Because you want it for yourself. Because you want it for yourself. How disrespectful. Come on. I called on the radio. I called at the top of my voice. And no response. Why? Dishes. That's not what God wants. See, that's a damn Cain offering. Don't you? And it's the same when you do it. When you do what you want to do instead of what God requires you, it's a Cain offering. No matter how you esteem it, God spits on it. So why would she do that knowing that God don't accept it? Because she want to please herself. She knew that don't please God. Yeah, absolutely. Don't please God when you do it. Yet you still do it. Well, he still don't accept it. I won't be long, Charlene. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, Diane, I guess we'll have to let you have the blessing. Now, when do we need to bring it and where? This morning to the Maranatha. You got yourself ready, Brother Robert? I'm going to strip you and make you bare. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. This is how much we believe God. if it was presented to me, I'd do like Diane. I'd try to find a way to accommodate. But the wicked heart, the slothful servant, they find a way to avoid it. I'm just telling the truth. I'm not going to enter into you with your delusion. Absolutely not. I love the truth. The truth. Not just what Sister Burgess say. I love the truth. If the only truth you love is what Sister Burgess say, then you don't love the truth. Everybody hear me? I love to speak plain.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yes. Lord, help me to speak
thank
more plain.
You. Yes. Hallelujah.
God can't save us unless we believe. And our holding back is unbelief. I don't care how much you shout and dance, how much you preach and prophesy. When you hold back, you don't believe God. And you will go away sorrowful. That's my message. Okay? That's my message. Thank you, Lord. Your life is hid with Christ and God. Well, that's the truth. We have to believe that. Now, we say we do, but when we try to save our lives, we don't believe it. When we won't lay them down, we don't believe it. And we're just in the stronghold, you know. You know, if it weren't your life, you say, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to do the laundry? That's not your own life. No, I can't do it. That's your life. Huh? Imagine that. God, he told the young rich ruler what to do. It wasn't he couldn't do it. Just like the laundry. I could do the laundry myself. There's anybody in here that could do the laundry. Absolutely. 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 It's more feasible for some to do it than others, but anybody here could do the laundry. Absolutely. I could do the laundry. Yeah, I can. I know some folk think I don't know how, but I was doing laundry before I met y'all. Yes, I was. Hallelujah. I was brought up doing my own laundry, ironing my own clothes. Because mom had, she worked at home and elsewhere. So we washed our clothes since we didn't have a whole lot. We had a few. And you know, that was presentable to us. So we'd wash them out, and in the wintertime we'd hang them up behind the stove. Then we'd iron them dry. I did this as a child. I know my laundry skills don't meet some folks' standard, but I've been doing laundry, and didn't kill me, didn't make me sick. Come on, didn't get no citation. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, but give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God will cause men to give into your bosom. Now, that's what the word says. Now, our response shows how we believe that. Can you do laundry? No. Then we don't believe it very well. If it costs us, and if it don't cost us, it's not acceptable to God. Y'all know that? That's one of them sick offerings, one of them lame offerings. He's a great God. And when we give him shizen, you know, that's the same as excrement. When we give him shizen, then he don't accept it. I mean, come on. Do you accept it? I offer to you excrement. You say, oh, thank you, Pastor. Is that what you do? Oh, God. See, we just show that we lightly esteem him when we hold back, when we give him lame offerings. Lame offering. If it don't cost you anything, it's lame. God don't want it. Y'all don't know the standard? Jesus Christ, God gave his best, his own life. And we say, well, I believe God. No, we don't. We can if we would, but we'd have to lay down our lives to do it. Us not believing God is us holding on to our life. Now, we have life, but it's hid with Christ and God. Now, if we believe God, we get to the life. If we don't believe God, we don't get to the life. Your life is hid. God hid it. And if you want to find it, it's in Christ and God. But if you want your own life, if you do, then you're going to lose it. Now, this is the gospel. Now, how we perform is how we believe it. So, you know, we don't believe it very well. Help me, Lord. So, likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaken not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Y'all want more? Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. Now it says here, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I suppose that's us. That's how I receive it. Here we are called of God. And he said, I've given you ears, so we must have them. But we call God a liar. Hearing is not with the ear. But we have ears that hear. And as much as we lay down our lives, we hear. As much as we try to save our lives, we don't hear. That's why folks say they hear the broadcast and don't send in a dime. You understand that? Don't send in one dime. And they'll proclaim how much the broadcast helps them out and such and what a preacher the man is and, is still pertinent for today. Won't send in one dime. Now, they know this costs money, but God don't need your money to do it. You know that too, don't you? You know God can do it without you? Absolutely. It's God that wants you to be a part. Yeah. Would you be a part of the kingdom? Would you be a part of the kingdom? It will cost your life. Hallelujah. I've got more. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I still remember Brother Spencer. How beautiful. It makes an impression because it's so godly. He said, the Lord said, you want to die? That's a good question, huh? He said, I said to the Lord, do you want me to die? See? Can you do the laundry? Do you want me to do the laundry? See how that is? All paths to righteousness. You don't preach good. Well, what we do, we just pass by everything and it don't mean it. I try to get life out of everything. Because my life is here with Christ and God. And God is so wise. His works are so manifold that I want to see them in everything. And if I apply myself, if I believe him, I will see. He proves it every day. Otherwise, I'd have nothing to say. Y'all know that. Old wretched man that I am, I'd have nothing to say that could help y'all. Y'all know that? And likewise, if you don't speak as the oracles of God, you don't have anything to say that will help anybody either. You see, all that knowledge you got and all that wisdom, that won't help anybody. No, it won't. No, it won't. You are a vessel that God can use, though. You'd have to lose your life to do it. What I'm telling you now, what stands between us and the life in Christ is our life. And we don't believe that. It's still the truth, though. If the word say your life is hid, then it means it's hid. God hid it. If some man hid it, maybe you could find it. But God hid it. And what we have to do is believe God, and then we'll find our life. Because it's in Christ. Christ, who humbled himself and became obedient. Even to the death of the cross. Yeah, I think I approach this righteously. If the person who does the laundry can't do it, isn't it right for us to ask? I thought so. About the carts. You know, since everybody don't personally have one, is it all right if they use yours? Okay, then. We're going to hold you to it. But this has been something ongoing, you know. I mean, if you're going to hang out at your house all day, you don't really need it. And if you do, get on your radio. And say, hey, I need my cart now. Or somebody got a cart. Y'all don't, that won't work. Yeah. Hallelujah. How much have we gone around with people holding car keys? That's not the standard. And to have a second set of car keys, that's wicked. Y'all hear me? Of course, you can't hear me. Either your hearing aid isn't in or you got your earbuds in. That's a sorry excuse. But we hear what we want to hear. Everybody understand that? Well, when a man want to hear, he hears. Praise the Lord. So one of the words is standard. Thank you, Lord. Of course, it has many meanings. It could be something like a flag. But here's what I mean. I'm going to find it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. It's right out of the book. You ever read it? Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now, how we walk and talk manifests how we believe that. Now, we all say, oh, yeah, I believe every word. King James Version. Yeah, well, this is the King James Version. Oh, you believe it then, huh? Well. Why don't we say, help me, Lord. Well, what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come after me and hate not his father and mother, wife and children, brethren and sisters, y'all want to hear the rest? Yea, his own life also. See? We ain't going to be Jesus' disciple holding on to our lives. No, we are not. Now, you see, I give examples. When I ask you to do the laundry and you can't do it, that's an example. When you're supposed to share the card and you decide not to, that's an example. Now, we can't be saved like that. And it's not the things we do. It just manifests the condition of our hearts. You know, like a little indicator. Like we have on the cooler there, an indicator that indicates what's going on inside. The things we do, they indicate what's going on inside. Amen. Huh? It's not the carts. Amen. It's not the laundry. Amen. It's our hearts. Amen. And they are deceitful. Jesus, thank you, Lord. That's why I tell you the truth. Yes, and if you love God, this will help you. If you love yourself, it won't help you. No. No, it won't. I've got nothing for you. My life is hid with Christ. I speak to those that are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, they live. Hallelujah. And we can use it as rhetoric all we want to, but except we meet the standard, that's the word I'm coming to, we will not reap the benefits. God's not going to bend the standard for you. And to the point that Jesus Christ is the standard. The way he did it is the way we do it. He laid his life down. He didn't do his own will. He didn't please himself. This is the standard. You can listen to all the shizen you want to, but this is the truth. Understand? Now, all these motions and this carnal stuff that calls you to walk contrary, it's after your life, which is hid with Christ. You know that? And what you say, well, Pastor Rice, he's trying to rule over us and take away all of our liberty. Well, that's a lie. Huh? I speak the truth. That's so you can be free. Hallelujah. But the reason people hold on to stuff is they believe God's trying to take it away from them. And he is. Well, what he wants is to give you something better. But he's not trying to take something from you and leave you short. No. No. Our disobedience, our unbelief, say that God's not faithful. He really won't do right by us. That's what it said. When we don't believe God, Huh? Yeah, we're not good witnesses. Huh? And when you lean to your own understanding, you won't believe God. You'll say, why is somebody as wretched as Pastor Rice standing up speaking for God? Y'all know the answer, don't you? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going to get to this word. Y'all want to hear it? I got it right here. Y'all know how I came up with this word. God gave it to me. Y'all, I get excited. There's millions of words. God gave me this one. Coordinate, he gave me that one. So I could speak words of life. Not to talk about the English language or grammar. We don't want to do that. I want to talk about your life as he is with Christ and God. Huh? Everybody hear me talk? That's what we want to talk about. The life. Standard, 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 standard. Hallelujah. An established rule, model, or measure used to judge quality, value, or quality. It's a benchmark or point of reference used for comparison of a level of quality that is acceptable or desirable. Jesus Christ is the standard. All right? Standard for everything. He's the standard for righteousness. Now, again, listen to it. How do we obtain the righteousness of God? Well, that's not what I'm looking for, though. We'll have to give up our own. Well, then, they being ignorant of God's righteousness, went about to establish their own. So anything we get from God, we'll have to give up our own. Our righteousness, our life, our peace, whatever. Yeah, then we believe God. When we say, take all that I have, give me all that you have. Then you believe God. I'm not going to back up. Huh? It's point after point. If you want to receive anything from God, you'll have to give up your own. Yes, you will. You can call me a liar if you want to, but we'll find out in the end. When we stand before the judge, the truth will unfold. And if you got anything you call your own, the preacher would say even one iota, you won't make it in. Because the truth is, to get what God has, we have to forsake our own. Our own way of thinking. Our own righteousness, which is filthy rags. Huh? Our own life, which is nothing. Just a vapor. See? Now the heart is so deceitful, it tries to get around this in everything. But there are opportunities for us to do it all the time. Huh? I just gave with the laundry. That's an opportunity to lay your life down. I can do the laundry. Y'all mess with me, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Yeah, with gladness though. And still get everything else done. Absolutely. Absolutely. I really don't have to do anything but what God wants me to do. If he wants me to do laundry all day, I'm available. Huh? I'm available. Absolutely. Lord, what would you have me do? Spencer said, I said to the Lord, Lord, do you want me to die? What a good example. Well, Lord, what do you want to do about my offering? Send it. If you don't believe me, ask God yourself. See? I speak plainly, don't I? Go ahead and ask him. You got FaceTime with God and y'all so close. Say, hey, Lord, what do you want me to do with my offering? Ask him. Ask him. Go ahead. And whatever he tells you, do it. Hallelujah. Can I come down to the overcomer? Brother Stan would say, if God sent you, come on. What's wrong? Ain't that a good answer? He said, you didn't. All right, then. I'm going to hold you to that, too. Yeah, he didn't send you to do your own. He came here so you could find your life, which is hid in Christ. Hallelujah. That's the life that goes on. There's no end to it. That's the life of joy and peace. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Run on, Gino. Praise the Lord. All right, all right. Gino's a good example, huh? He don't let his hurting keep him from running. Well, I'd run too, Pastor, if. Well. I guess we'll be saved if too, huh? Oh, Pastor Rice. Yeah, praise. Yeah, if. We hold fast the beginning of our confidence, firm to the end. Huh? If we believe him, huh? God is so righteous, he'll have to save us. Y'all hear me talking? God is right, and if we believe him, even you, brother, he will have to save you. Y'all want the other part or the other side? You don't believe him, he'll have to damn you. He'll have to damn you. He'll have to damn you. You don't receive a love for the truth, which is going to cost you your life, then he'll send you strong delusion. Well, I can still seek my own and do what I want to do and shirk all my duties and I'll be right with God. Well, that's a delusion, you know. Yes, it is. Of course, we don't believe it's a delusion because I see how we walk.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. I believe we all have the same amount of time. Y'all know that, don't you? I don't have more time than the rest of y'all. I got time to do laundry. You know what that means? Anybody want to take a stab at it? They ain't talking to me. You know what that means? Well, Pastor Rice, you know how important I is. I do. You know why? Anybody know why we're important? Yeah, God loves us. He chose us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be. We'd be just like the rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, gifts have value based not up only on, you know, its actual value, but upon who gave it to you. Everybody understand? Children do their little drawings, and they say, "This is for you. It's precious, isn't it?" Not because of how good artwork it is, but because it's actually something given. They put their best into it and gave it to you. That makes it precious, don't you? I'm going to hold you to it. How much more are the things that God gives? Are they precious enough for you to receive them?
Yes, Lord.
You know what it costs?
Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Your life.
Everything.
See? Amen. And I'm not going to back up from that. Well, we like to talk about it for a little while and then throw it away. Amen. Every time you see me, I'm going to talk about what it costs.
Amen.
Because our lives are hid. Your life is hid with
yes,
Christ
Lord.
And God. Which means it's a divine operation.
Yes.
A divine operation hid it. It'll take a divine operation
Amen.
To find it. Yeah, man can't find it.
Amen.
The things of God are so far hidden that the natural
Amen.
Man can't find them.
Woo!
If you want to find your life,
Hallelujah.
It won't be as a natural
Amen.
Man. You'll have to find him in the new
Woo!
Man.
Glory!
Huh?
Amen. Hallelujah.
A new man don't put on earbuds so he can't
Amen.
Hear. Huh?
Amen.
No, not the new man.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. New man have ears that hear.
Yes.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we know, standard. That means this have to be met before you go on. In school, I didn't know this while we were growing up, but, you know, all the children didn't have the same ability. So they had, for some, they had a special classroom. And then there were some that were grouped with the other students, but they held them back. But then finally, they passed them on. They didn't meet the standard. They called it a social promotion. I don't know about your school, that's how it was in mine. And they had guys that just couldn't, they didn't have the capability. So they used them in whatever manner they could so that they could still push them through. Absolutely. Now with Yahweh, we'll have to meet the standard.
Amen.
Won't be no social promotions. No promotion based upon your lineage or heritage. You being a Jew won't do it. See? Huh? You being a Jew just won't get it done.
Amen. Thank you.
If you're truly Abraham's seed, that's fine.
Amen.
You can't have your life and do that. Everybody understand? You can't have your life and do that.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him.
Hallelujah.
And without Him was not anything made that was made. Y'all know that?
Yes.
In Him was life.
Yes.
I see.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yes. Where is it at? In Christ.
Hallelujah.
In Christ.
Yes.
In Him was life.
Yes.
And that life was the light of men.
Yes.
And that light shineth in the
yes.
dark. Even now,
yes.
the light shineth in the
yes.
darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the darkness comprehendeth
Amen.
It not. The old man don't comprehend it.
Amen,
your will won't
Amen.
Comprehend it. See? Your life won't comprehend
Amen.
It.
Thank you,
I'm making myself plain?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Yes.
Help me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Here's a parable. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. That goes for you. If you want resurrection life, you'll get rid of yours. We will not have part in the first resurrection holding on to this life. If we have part in the first resurrection, it'd be the life of Christ that raises
Amen.
Us.
Praise the Lord.
And we can only have that life by getting rid of it. We have to die.
Amen.
And then the life comes forth. How many ways can you say it?
Hallelujah.
Y'all still going to hold on to your car keys and commandeer your carts?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Well, we want it done cheerfully, though.
Right.
We don't have to pry it out of the cart. Give me that cart. Give me that cart. No, we won't use. Hey, here, take the cart. Take the cart.
Hallelujah.
All right. You got a cart, James? Do you have a cart, brother?
Amen.
Well, you've got a cart. Hallelujah. You got someone to do your laundry, don't you? Of course, James was willing to do it. I said, no, man, let's look at something else. Huh? If James does someone's laundry, I want it to be somebody else's. That way he can get a reward for it. Y'all don't believe it like that, do you? Well, why do you always try to do your own stuff then? Huh? Let somebody be blessed. You want to do my laundry? Yeah, take my laundry, please. Hallelujah. Of course, we might be picky like Tim. Sometimes Tim brings his bag and says, hey, you got a spot there, a wrinkle there, don't you, Tim? Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sometimes Kurt would complain about his. He says, I like the way Sister Johnson does my laundry. Well, she can't do everybody's laundry, brother, especially not when you're in Oklahoma and she's in South Carolina. But I gave him the answer. I said, if they don't fold it the way you like it, then when you get it, you fold it how you want it. Didn't I tell him right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what I do with mine.
Yes.
Hey, praise the Lord, say.
Yes.
Woo, thank you, Lord. Now, you picky folk, what you do, you go up to the line and you get just a little bit. Huh? Just enough for a taste. And you try that out. Then you go back and get what you need. Because after you take your little taste, you may not want any. But we don't want you to put it on your plate and play over it and then throw it away. You know who you are that's picky. That's not me. And even, but I do know that I need to be, some things I don't like as much. But if I get it, I'm prone to eat it. But we can get it and eat it and still be wasteful if it's more than we should eat. It's still wasteful. Oh, thank you, Lord. Y'all going to take eat now? We're going to be tossing a lot of stuff in the composter, are we? Oh, well, the chickens eat it. Chickens are very faithful. Huh? They are. If you be still, they'll eat you. They are carnivorous. You know that, don't you? Absolutely. No, just like the buzzards, them chickens do the same thing. Hmm? Yeah, we have to be careful they don't eat each other when they start molting. Yeah, so they're very faithful. Oh, that we could be faithful like the chicken, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Translated or interpreted, except we die, huh? We won't live. We'll just have to believe God in it. We'll just have to believe it. That's the standard. Y'all, I still remember Kurt's testimony. And I'm still impressed. Y'all understand me? Y'all heard it. I'm going to tell it again because it's still just as impressive. Brother Kurt was living up in North Dakota. You know, with his papa and his mama and brothers and sisters and friends and motorcycles and, you know, such and such. And the group came down to Warner Brothers Stairs meetings. The meeting was at Straightway. And there was Brother Kurt. And he got commandment from the prophet. He said, Brother Kurt, don't go back to North Dakota. He said, you go with Pastor Rice out to Henrietta. You know what Kurt did? See, this is a type of laying down your life. Of course, he couldn't have said that to anybody. You know, many times he couldn't because folk weren't willing. And all he would have done would minister to their rebellion. You understand. But Kurt was willing. Now, not because God gave him faith to do it. So it lets you know that God is no respecter of persons. If he gives Kurt that kind of faith, his faith is like that. Meaning it'll work for you like that. I heard Brother David say, what to do? Well, sell what you have, send it all to the Overcomer Ministry, and then wait for instruction. Well, well, well. I can't hear that though. I know. I understand that. That is what you did, huh? Tim had stuff. Brother Timothy had, yes. When he came to Grace, he had stuff. Good stuff. Kurt had stuff. Huh? One of the best cows we ever had. She was smart. She could find every open gate. She could open up the feed cans by herself. Yes, she could. Sarah would take them barrels and peel back that lid. No hands. She'd get it done. If there was a gate left open, she'd find it. That's how Sarah was. And she gave good milk. Had old Hannah. So Kurt came down with Sarah and Hannah. Best two we ever had. Especially Hannah. I think Hannah, once we sold her, you know, we had many times when we thought, oh, now we're moving to the Overcomer. This is one of the times. You know, and then it fell out. But so we sold her. She weighed almost 1,400 pounds. Good cow. Hallelujah. She wasn't as smart as her mom, though. She didn't find the open gates. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But Kurt came down with all of his stuff and gave himself. Absolutely. Of course, it's what's required. But God gave him the faith and the grace. That's what it takes for you to lay your life down. You won't do it on your own. You'll have to, by the grace of God and faith, lay it down. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if Kurt ever regretted it or not, but he never left. Kurt never left his place. Hallelujah. And I'm sure he didn't talk it over with the kinfolk. You know, usually that's how it is. When we say, let me pray about it, that's when we're going to talk to the ungodly about it. Yeah. Hey, Terry, what do you think? Well, Sarah want me to go down there and... Terry, what do you think? Pfeffermeyer, all those funny names of those folk up there. Well, what do you think I ought to do? Kurt didn't do that. Kurt got his hat and we went out there. Now, Kurt didn't know me. I didn't know Kurt. So I'd have faith too. I still have it. Hallelujah. But my testimony is, in all my obedience and sacrifice, I've never come up short. So once I find that out, it helps me with the next step. So that's why I don't have any car keys today. Some folk hadn't got to that step. Of course, they think they surpassed me. See what I'm saying? You know that. Hey, I don't have no car keys. Because that's the standard. I don't have anything that I call my own. I'm dead. My life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, when he shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. But the standard, he laid down his life to be highly exalted. Huh? Set at the right hand. So that's what we have to do. Don't be deceived by all these temporal things and pleasures that, come on, they ain't worth nothing. And you cannot keep them. I mean, anybody that's really had a little taste of Jesus ought to know. I'm surprised we act like, well, you know, I know so much about God. Really? You don't know that you need to lay it down? Really? I mean, from faith to faith. I mean, Kurt had enough faith to get him there. So by that, he had enough faith to stay. That's exactly how it happened. I'm sure if Kurt had realized when he was told all that was going to transpire, Kurt would have said, I don't think I want to do that. See? But the God who is faithful helped Kurt and is still helping him and will help him. As long as he believed God, he stopped believing God, God can't help him. That's what it takes to receive from God. You got to believe that he's God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So Kurt came on out there and we put him through the paces. Absolutely. In the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Brother Spencer said, I've been waiting on y'all. Yes, he did. Huh? He said, man, Cindy wanted to go to Oklahoma City, but I said, this is a good place to wait. And he said, God sent Pastor Rice and Brother Kurt. That's how Spencer did. He believed we were God sent. Oh, yeah. He laid down his life. Brother Stair was faring very well over there in Grayson. He had a little homestead. Yeah, had a horse, had goats, had chickens, had garden, had wife, had children. He laid it all aside and came on over to the other side. He had faith to do it. Brother Stair said it like this. Brother Spencer, if you don't get over there to the Grace community, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. I see. He couldn't have said that to some. Not and got the right result. I see. He was doing fine over there. Yes, he, yes. Spencer had a nice place. Yes, he did. And he had friends around there. In fact, when he came over, they cried. Mr. Dillingham cried. Oh, y'all gonna leave us. Of course, they really didn't leave him. They just went across the way. What I'm talking about, somehow God's going to require your life, whatever how it is. And we ain't going to get around it. What I'm saying, the standard is the standard. You leave here, you go over there, you go down to Walterboro. Here's what Gino said. I'm surprised how many people left the community and they're hanging out down in Walterboro. That won't save them. They'll have to meet the standard. God's not going to back up and give you a plan B. You'll have to meet the standard. You'll have to lay your life down. Absolutely. And since God brought you here, that's where you should have stayed. And if you leave, you'll have to somehow still meet the standard. Everybody understand? That's how I say it. Hallelujah. And your life isn't any more valuable than Kurt's life. We like to, well, you know, Christ gave his life. And our life is better. He didn't. He gave it to gain it, though. That's what he tells us. We give our life to gain it, not to lose it. However, if we try to keep it, we'll lose it. So when are we going to believe God? God said, if you want to be wise, become a fool. Well, we don't too much want to be wise, do we? Y'all know that? We ain't going to get no wisdom being wise. No, we will not. We'll have to believe God. If we want wisdom, we'll have to become a fool. And if we want to live, we'll have to lay our lives down. There's no other way. Hallelujah. Oh, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give it thee. Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. How about it? You know what Martha said? She said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. He that believeth on me and liveth shall never die. Believest thou this? Y'all believe these words? And she said, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And as we believe that, we have no problems laying our lives down. It's the unbelief that keeps us from doing that. You can blame whoever, whatever. Circumstances, situation, brother, sister, pastor, prophet. It's your own unbelief. And if we would become fools, we'd come to that conclusion. In our wisdom, we'll never attain. It'll always be somebody else's fault. They want me to do that. All the stuff I worked long and hard for and just give it up. Kurt brought it all down. All that he could bring, what he couldn't bring, he went back and got it. Hallelujah. Spencer did the same. Spencer brought it all over. He had a little bump with the toolbox. He said, Pastor Rice, what do you want me to do with my toolbox? I said, bring it over here. You know how mechanics think about their toolbox. Fine toolbox. We still got it here. Ain't that so? He's still faithful. Ain't God good? I said, bring it over. So them brothers can, you know, toss your tools out in the mud. And they did. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Y'all giving up your toolboxes yet?
Hallelujah.
Brother David Morales was talking about the acre of ground. He said, now, y'all have one. The acre of ground is where you do what you want to do. Okay. I see. Right. Y'all don't have an acre of ground, do you? Oh, I see. Some got a couple acres. Hey, praise the Lord. I'm going to end up here. Did I do the other word? Coordinate? I'm going to do it. Then we're going to, we got to do something else. I did use it, huh? Organize people or things to work well together. That's coordinate. Y'all got it? Organize people or things so that they work well together. See? That's what we must do. Things don't just happen. It takes coordination. Absolutely. That's how you walk. It takes a little coordination. Otherwise, you'll fall over. Absolutely. You do the backstroke, you'll have to coordinate. Else you'll see. All right? To cause things to work together, that coordinate. And that's from equal rank. You hear me? Huh? Things that are equal in rank or importance. See? Of course, when we are above our neighbor, we won't coordinate. Or we'll complain. That's a lack of coordination. It's like we take stuff to the higher maintenance, and we put a priority on there, and they said, no. We're not going to do that. Huh? They said, negligence on your part does not constitute an emergency on our part. Yeah, this is just routine. Okay? So what we like to do is make everything concerning us important, and all the things of God we downgrade. Huh? When we get around to it, if we get around to it, praise the Lord. Oh, God. That coordinate as a verb. As a noun, it's an exact location. It's where two points meet. You heard of GPS? That's global positioning system. And that's the spot. Hallelujah. So when our wheels and our efforts and our different ways of doing things meet, that's a coordinate. Huh? That's the spot. Y'all here? Y'all not looking happy. Why aren't we happy with that? Huh? I'm not saying it right. Huh? That's where all things converge. Huh? On the southerner and the northerner and the easterner and the westerner. Huh? And the Jew and the Greek. That's the coordinate. You know who? That's Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's the mediator. Huh? God said, I'm going to reconcile all things. Huh? In his body. You know we all reconciled in his body. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we got the laundry taken care of. We talked about the carts. We talked about the car keys. Hallelujah. Now, the standard is the standard, not what your neighbor does. Everybody understand? Because if we look at the neighbor, we'll never hit the standard. Well, Neil's got car keys. That's not the standard. I don't have car keys. That's the standard. Everybody hear me? That concerning anything. We like to find somebody that's breaking the rule. Oh, that's what I want. Y'all don't know that's wicked? Hallelujah. I don't have any car keys. I don't need any. I have to do the same thing that we ought to do. I have to see the caretaker, the steward, and say, hey, man, I need a vehicle. And I never said to anybody, any of them, I got to have this one. I don't do it like that. I don't expect you to do it. And if you do, I don't expect them to listen to you. Or whatever they do out of the kindness of their own heart. But I don't demand a certain vehicle. No, I don't. Because I know whatever one I take, if it don't work, they'll come and pick me up. They'll do the same for you. Come on, say. Yes, they will. They'll stop whatever they're doing and go, come get you. Absolutely. So what's the complaint? Why aren't y'all happy today? You know that's distressing when I obey God and I pour out and, present my body and then y'all say, Well, he's encroaching up on me. I'm loving y'all. Thank you, Bakia. Hallelujah. Now somebody's going to pray for us, and we're going to continue in this love. Amen. Amen, amen. Oh, help me, Jesus. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Be rich toward God. He has made me poor. He has made the poor in this world rich in faith. Sell what you have, send it to the overcomer minister. Wait for instruction. Some have asked for their lives back. To receive the life of Christ, we must lay ours down. To get true riches, we must forsake our own. To attain unto the righteousness of God, we must forsake our own. It just goes down the line. Whatever we get from God, we'll have to get rid of what we have. Make room for what God has, because it's bountiful. It's abounding. It's true. It's lasting. So we have to get rid of the untrue, the temporal, the carnal. All right? Hallelujah. And we'll have to meet the standard, because with our mouth we'll say, I give all, Lord. Well, that's not what he goes by. You understand that? You won't trick him. But that's how we do it. We think, you know, if we said, we'll fool God. Huh? Oh, God, I give you my all, God. Huh? Well, when we meet the standard, we'll get the reward. When we give our all, we get his all. You know Jesus paid it all? Hallelujah. Dorothy, you not happy either? Oh, good. Praise the Lord. Let's get a little toe tap going on over there then. Something. Hallelujah. A little shaking of the bone. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. So let this mind be in you. Beware of covetousness, which is idolatry. All right. Oh, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Lazarus came forth in his grave clothes, bound. Jesus said, loose him. Let him go. Loose us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Irwin, would you pray for us?
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Pray, Lord, you watch over us, help us, Lord, to obey you, do the things you want us to do, to trust you always, to look to you, to depend on you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Irwin, for praying for us. We covered all the situations, huh? Maranatha, the Lord is coming.